When a Goliath like this is fully grown, even the most vicious predators keep their distance. Even the most ferocious raptor of the Cretaceous, Deinonychus. At 90 kilos, this raptor pales in comparison to its 50-ton prey.
If we're talking about a single adult Deinonychus and a single adult Sauroposeidon, the story would go something like this.
Hi, I'm a Deinonychus.
I'm a Sauroposeidon.
But for a Sauroposeidon, reaching full size can take years. To make things worse, fossil evidence shows that juveniles live alone, separated from the herd, until they reach at least a third of their adult weight. That means for nearly a decade, they wander the forest alone. And that forest is crawling with Deinonychus. Intelligent and well-armed, they hunt on their own, or sometimes in packs. They run with a top speed of 65 kilometers per hour. These raptors can take on a youngster. For a young Sauroposeidon, there's just one solution. Get big quickly. And that's going to take a lot of fuel.
The number one concern in life would be feeding the beast.
The land is covered in vast forests of ferns, pines, and monkey puzzle trees. Many of these plants have almost no nutritional value.
The hardest job in the animal world, the dinosaur world, was not T-Rex's job. Digesting meat is a piece of cake. It's very, very simple. Digesting plant fiber is the hardest job in the world.
To gain enough nutrients to grow indestructibly large, Sauroposeidon has to consume huge amounts of vegetation.
They were like walking vacuum cleaners.
If you've got 40 or 50 tons of flesh to feed, and you eat low-quality food, you have to put away hundreds of pounds, maybe a ton of this stuff every day.